Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hashtag New Teacher Journey. It feels unreal to record another episode. I did take a little break over the summer, and the first half of, the end of the year, I just was not feeling the recording aspect of podcasting. I took a little break. I think the pandemic, being in grad school, just a lot of things have happened that made me pause a little bit and really feel that passion again for recording. So I am glad to say that I am excited to put out new episodes starting in 2022 and record each week, just being back on that consistent schedule. And because this is my 50th episode, which is crazy, I wanted to highlight an important teacher that I had in my life. And this teacher was my sophomore English teacher 9 years ago. She is such an amazing woman. She has a heart of gold. She genuinely cares about every single student who walks into her classroom. And she made me realize that my quiet nature was a strength and not a weakness. She really took the time to get to know me as a student. And she is just such an amazing person. It is actually her birthday today, so I was thinking about making this special podcast episode to ease myself back into podcasting, but also to recognize the impact that amazing educators have had in my life. I am a teacher now, and I definitely attribute a lot of this passion for teaching to my former teachers. Without them, I don't know where I would be. I honestly don't know where I would be without this English teacher that I had. She took the time to get to know me. She took the time to know my strengths. Like I said before, she took the time to really make me realize that I can do this profession. She wrote on a piece of paper that I still have that if I dream of becoming a teacher, I should go and do it. And, looking at me 9 years later, I am doing what I love. And sometimes it takes one teacher to turn your life around. I had amazing parents growing up. I have amazing parents. I'm so grateful for everything I have. But these former teachers played a huge role in my life as well because it was a different environment. I felt challenged. I felt respected. I felt valued. And I felt like my quiet nature, I'm still a little shy in person, but that my quiet nature had value, that I was not just a quiet student, but that I had inner strength. I had values, and I had different characteristics that really shined in her classroom. And I oftentimes think back to the impact the teachers have because I know my life would have been different if I didn't have those amazing teachers growing up. I probably wouldn't enter the teaching profession. I don't know where my life would be. I'm lucky to have amazing female role models in education that inspire me to keep going and inspire me to push myself further. So in honor of her birthday, I again just want to inspire and encourage any newer teachers out there to reach out to a former teacher. Say thank you, because I know that I try to do that sometimes. I'm not always the best at remembering or taking that time out of my day to do that, but I can assure you that it makes a difference to any educator that you've had that has made a difference. And even if you're a veteran teacher, take the time to reach out to those teachers that you had, if you still have their contact information, and say thank you, because it makes a difference, and you don't have to go through these lengths of, for example, making a podcast episode, but say thank you, show them your appreciation, because again, your teachers definitely played a role in what you do and what you aspire to become if you're a newer teacher or a student teacher or a pre-service teacher. And these teachers are going through so much this year, and we have so much on our plate. There's a lot going on in our schools, and every teacher deserves to hear that they're appreciated, especially this year. Of course, all the time, teachers deserve to hear they're appreciated, but really during this time, during the pandemic, during this time of going back full in person for a lot of us, during this time of not knowing if you're in the right profession or having those doubts or having that anxiety or having just the fear of the unknown, we need to hear that we matter, that we're valued, that people are thinking about us. And if you have a second or a minute in your life and in your day-to-day, please take the time to reach out and let one teacher know that you appreciate them, because I promise you it'll make such a difference. And if we all took the time to thank one teacher a day, those teachers would just feel like, again, like that they really do matter. And we know they do, but sometimes we do need to hear that. And especially if you haven't ever reached out to a teacher you had and you're thinking about them, I honestly can assure you that it'll be the highlight of their day just to see that email or that message pop up that a former student is thinking of them and the impact they've made. So again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate all of you. And I hope you continue to stick around, because I promise that in January, I will start putting up at least, hopefully, 2 episodes a week. Again, there are seasons in my life that do get busy sometimes, but I am going to try to commit to a schedule and keep putting out new content, because I want to continue to inspire and encourage newer teachers to enter this profession and to have a platform where they can hear successes, joys, triumphs, challenges, and all the realistic aspects of teaching. Again, since I won't talk to you guys until after the new year, I hope you have a happy holiday season and an amazing new year, and I will be back to recording new episodes starting in January 2022.